Wells.
We call this meeting to order for January 4th. It's another snow day on the Oregon coast. We have a quorum, but Bill is in Washington, D.C.
I believe so. Working, I believe, in his role as president of the Association of Oregon Counties.
And so we move down to recognitions or proclamations, and we have recognitions today. We have four pins to give to county employees for their service, and I think the appropriate way is we just call their names, and you come forward, and then we give you the pin. We have Kim Herring with 5 years service, Bruce McGuire with 15, and Betty Burge. I hope I didn't. I always barbecue names, so. And Mark Sinclair with 30 years. So if you'll come forward, we'll present you with the pins.
Also get a certificate, too, which I believe has the signature.
Tim was too young to have served for 5 years.
You want to do them separate?
No.
There, look like I'm two.
So we have just two of them?
Just two.
Yeah.
I'll accept one.
I know yours is a 5-year pin.
And 30-year pin.
30-year pin. Wow. And I'll try to find a way through the certificates. I should have pulled these out before.
She's got an order for you.
That should be yours. I'll just assume there's no mistakes.
Mark, can you jump to the right side of Kim? Or Kim, can you move to the right? There you go. Yeah, straight up there.
Sure.
There you go, guys. Thank you. All right. Rose. Big smiles. Thank you. And congratulations.
Always nice to recognize employees.
Yeah.
With the county for a while. Also appreciate the fact that the directors, supervisors make time available for those employees to get well-deserved recognition.
Yeah. We are fortunate to have as many long-term employees as we have. It makes a very much more efficient organization than if we're turning over employees, and I think it's a great thing to recognize these people for their service. I know these two people that received the pens personally, and I know the other ones. We're fortunate to have these long-term employees.
Well said.
Okay, we move down to adoption of the consent calendar. Consent calendar items are things of routine nature or things we've previously heard. Is there anything you'd like to highlight, delete, or change?
No, I'll move for approval of the consent calendar.
Okay, I'll second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. We move down to public hearings, and we have a public hearing on a petition for the property owners to voluntarily annex their property into the Newport Rural Fire Protection District. And Wayne, I go ahead and open the hearing?
Yes.
Okay, I'll open the hearing on this petition for the property owners to voluntarily annex into the Newport Rural Fire Protection District. And staff report?
Yeah, the commissioners, this particular matter is what we do call a consent to annexation, in which the property owners desire to be placed inside the boundaries of the district, and the district desires to have them within there. The district. So what we've got is a petition signed in this particular case by Lettenmeyer and Whitecamp. And that's a name that you're probably familiar with because we just did a zoning matter related to this property not too long ago. And the petition is signed, and I'll enter that into the record. We've also got the endorsement of the Newport Rural Fire Protection District. So the requirement is we hold this particular hearing today. And then if your desire is to move this forward, then we'll come back and take final action on this. So the property is located, you've got a map. It's located in the South Beach area. Shows specifically where it is. And unless there's any questions about the property or the annexation. I'll turn it back for you to receive public comment.
Okay, I'll open the public comment period. Is there anyone like to comment on this item? Come forward. You need to sign in, but you can do that afterwards. And please give me your name. And
yeah, my name is Terry Lettenmeyer. My wife and I are the applicants. So I thought it'd be nice to explain just a little of the background in this. Our property had been part of the Wolf Tree Destination Resort property, and so it had been brought into the city of Newport in the late 1980s. We purchased the property in 2011, wanting to build a house there, and as it turned out, we had to have the property removed from the city of Newport to get the zoning we need to build a house there. So at that time, we lost the fire protection through the city of Newport, and since then, we completed a property line adjustment that was done last fall. We've been waiting until after that for this fire district annexation. That property line adjustment didn't change the acreage of the property, but it reconfigures the boundary a little. So anyhow, the purpose of this now is to get us into the rural fire protection district so we can get fire protection back again through the Newport Fire Department. Okay. Thank you for considering.
Yeah. Any other public comments? Seeing none, I'll close the hearing and move to any comments.
I think just for the record, it's obviously a voluntary annexation and there's been no opposition. So is it appropriate to move for a decision at this point?
If the consensus is to move this forward, what we'll do is prepare a final order which accomplishes the annexation to the Newport Rural Fire Protection District.
I'm comfortable with that.
Well, let me make, first of all, I said close the public hearing. I meant to say close the public comment. I don't want to close the wrong thing here.
I didn't let that deter me.
See, I don't see any problem with this one. So.
Makes sense to me.
I'll take a motion.
Actually, if there's the consensus, what we'll do is we'll prepare a final order and get it on your agenda probably next week.
Okay. Okay, and I will close the public hearing then, officially. And we move down to item decision in action, item A, amending the temporary regulations for recreational marijuana facilities adopted in ordinance number 44 and declaring an emergency.
Commissioners, to keep with necessary protocol here, is there any request that this ordinance be read in full by the commissioners?
No.
No.
Hearing none, then would you please read the ordinance by title and just look at this. Here we go. Read the ordinance by title. Hold the bold bit there.
Amending the temporary regulations for recreational marijuana facilities adopted in ordinance 484 and declaring an emergency.
Thank you. Commissioners, you've held a public hearing on this particular matter, and in fact, the Planning Commission also held a public hearing and made recommendations to you. There were three recommendations for changes to the ordinances concerning the temporary regulation of medical marijuana. Two of those are before you today. We've actually separated those, as we discussed at the conclusion of the hearing last week, into two different ordinances. This particular ordinance implements Planning Commission recommendations 2 and 3. Changes some of the setback requirements in various zones related to recreational marijuana facilities. And so unless there's any questions, this incorporates now those changes that were recommended by the Planning Commission in which you, by consensus last week, agreed to move forward. I would note that I apologize. At the last minute here, we had some problems with the way the copier... the automatic numbering system works on your when you're doing these kinds of ordinances, so we had to go back and manually change because it wasn't catching the numbering changes that we made in this with the changes that are in the text. So now that's been corrected here, so you have in front of you the correct copy of the ordinance. And you're, if you're ready to take action, we can entertain a motion and move forward.
Sure. I'll move for approval of Ordinance Number 491, amending temporary regulations for recreational marijuana facilities adopted in Ordinance Number 484 and declaring an emergency, and just for the record, we're declaring emergency, so this becomes effective immediately.
Immediately, because, yes, the changes in state law were also in effect starting on January 1, and this now brings us closer into compliance.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay, we move down to item B, Transit Room Tax Distribution, LCC 5.012, dedicated funds for dissolution to the Central Coast Association.
Commissioners, if I might, and I know that Commissioner Hunt will have some comments to make on this because he is the liaison with the Central Oregon Coast Association, but in essence what we have here is that the county transient room tax code has provisions that dedicates funds for certain activities, a variety of things that are done there. One of those is promote tourism. It's for tourism promotion, and that specifically calls out the Central Oregon Coast Association or similar entities or activities related to that as being the recipient of those funds to serve those particular purposes, tourism promotion. We received notification from Central Oregon Coast Association that they were going to be ceasing operations, and therefore we need to, the board has discretion to make these decisions as to how to utilize these funds. We need to stop the disbursement to the association, hold those monies until you've determined where to put those in the future in conformance with the code. And I think that's enough said from me.
Well, I think you've covered the high points. COCA board, again, COCA, Central Oregon Coast Association, held a board meeting in September, and I am the liaison on behalf of the county, but I was not in attendance at that meeting. At that meeting, the board made the decision that in view of the the changing times and the changing travel patterns and the needs and the services that visitors to our area utilize, that their role really had diminished to the point where they felt that there were probably better ways that those funds could be used. And they made the decision, came to the conclusion on their own, to dissolve the organization, basically effective the end of the calendar year, December 31st. And in conversations with the board chair and the executive director, they feel they have sufficient funds to wrap up the operation and actually may have, funds left over, which of course would be returned to the county. So they have specifically indicated that they do not need the transient room tax funds that would be dispersed in January, which would represent the funds from the second quarter of the fiscal year. So this action really is a housekeeping action that recognizes the dissolution of the board, recognizes that they presently have sufficient funds to conclude their operations and meet all of their obligations, and sets aside the money for a process that we will initiate after the organization is fully dissolved and ceased operations. So the amount of money that COCA has received annually, again, transient room tax funds, is approximately $115,000 to $120,000 a year. Those funds will be set aside, and we'll initiate a process to see how best those funds can be used in the future, again, with the recognition that these funds need to be utilized for tourism purposes. So I think that really it's a housekeeping issue. We'll have some money and have a process to determine how to use those funds in the future.
Okay, I'll take a motion, if that's okay, on this issue for dissolution.
Sure. Well, I'll move for approval of the order for dissolution of the Central Oregon Coast Association, or the discontinuation of the transient room tax disbursements under LCC 5.012, dedicated funds, and that would be effective immediately.
Okay, I'll second it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. But now I'd like to ask a question since that's passed me.
Sure.
Can you give me some limitations on how the funds could be handled from here?
Well, first of all, the decisions rest with the Board of Commissioners. That's the key component of this, is that you make the determinations as to how expend those funds. And there's some discretion that's written into the code to make those decisions. It does talk about it being, the purpose is tourism and tourism promotion. I would say that is purposely fairly broad and fairly vague to give you some discretion to determine how best to do that. When these particular dedicated funds were approved by the voters a number of years ago, there was in existence the Central Oregon Coast Association, which was doing tourism promotion on a countywide basis, and that's the initial funding went there and has gone there since that time. But as long as it's related to the purpose of tourism and tourism promotion, I think that you've got some pretty wide latitude to make decisions.
Second question, of course, is time frame. What's a logical time frame should we look at trying to make this decision?
Well, again, I think that's some discretion on your part. What I would suggest, though, is that we're going to put these monies. We've already set up with the treasurer and the finance director. These monies will be accounted for separately and held until you've made your determinations. It doesn't hurt to maybe plan this if you're doing, especially if you're going to do some kind of long range planning with this, to say that you make some decisions by the beginning of the next fiscal year. Would even be a good time frame.
Hope we can make a decision faster than that.
Well, remember, what you're doing is you're not just spending the monies that are accumulating now, but you're also deciding what you're going to do in the future. And it's up to you. I mean, you can make the decision. It's your own time frame. But logically, I think, again, what we'll need to do is budget those funds in the next fiscal year, which begins July 1. Currently, they were budgeted and they were going to COCA.
So, looking at Doug, are we looking at, in your mind, trying to do this? Because, I mean, our funds dedicated to tourism, and our tourist season is the summer. I hate to lose a year.
Well, I don't think we would lose a year. As I would envision it, first of all, I think it's important to make sure that the Coke operations are dissolved and there are no outstanding issues there. So I think it's first, we want to make sure that that process is fully concluded. Then I think it's appropriate to start discussion, seek input from whomever as to how these funds might be best utilized for tourism purposes. I would see that ultimately being a part of our budget process, and these funds could be budgeted and allocated for our budget starting July 1st, and certainly in time to benefit the summer tourism activities.
Can I also suggest that I want to make sure you understand you have the ability. You don't have to make a determination, and that's what goes on in perpetuity.
Correct.
You could allocate these for those purposes, the funds that are being accumulated now, if you wanted to develop some kind of annual allocation process and do that. I mean, there's nothing that says that it has to be go to, for instance, a single organization for a single purpose.
Yeah, so I have an idea, and that's one of the reasons I'm asking these questions, is since we are facing the potential onslaught of tourists here for
the solar eclipse.
Yeah. It seems like, I mean, we really have no funds dedicated for that. It seems like this could be a place to pick up some one-time funds for a one-time issue, then move it to long-term. But we'd have to be able to move the money into that type of thing fairly quickly, and that's why I'm asking the question.
If you wanted to do something, again, sooner than the end of the fiscal year, we can accomplish that. You can do that.
It's a discretion, but I think it's a possibility we need to look at, because we really don't have funds for that particular issue.
I would agree. I've had several people approach me with differing ideas. Certainly the eclipse, which is in August, will there be sufficient time to allocate money for that? I'm not sure what degree the emergency management operations or the county would be necessarily involved, but certainly if there's a need for funds, that's a good use.
For that event.
Yeah, okay. For that event.
Well, I just wanted to bring it up for consideration. Sure. I think it's a question.
Something worth further consideration. I can do some research with, have some conversations with the sheriff and Jenny Damaris in emergency management and see what they anticipate the needs to be.
Okay. So with that, I guess we'll move on down. No discussion, decision information. And so we move down to reports, and we have elected officials' reports.
Well, let's see. I make a couple of comments. First of all, as you noted, Commissioner Thompson, today is the first Board of Commissioners meeting in the new year, so happy new year to all. Also, I'll note that last Thursday, December 28th, there were four elected officials that took the oath of office in this room. Commissioner Hall for the start of his fourth term, Treasurer Pilsen for the start of her third term, and two newly elected officials, Joe Davidson, the assessor, and our Sheriff Curtis Landers. So I think that's noteworthy. And finally, with the start of the new year, I'm now a representative on the CIS, which is City County Insurance Services Board, which is an organization that provides insurance and risk management services to cities and counties throughout the state. So I look forward to serving on that board.
Okay. And I'll pass on the report, so we have a brief meeting.
Wait, I do have one item. Can I just mention one item?
Just, you know, he did the same thing this morning in the AM.
Sorry, I'm having that date.
I tried to shut him off.
I am having a little bit of time this morning.
Just a notation that we had, on an emergency basis, we had allowed the hazardous weather shelter for the central county to be located at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds. They are currently out there and operating. They're calling it the hazardous weather shelter, but it's obviously a warming shelter for those kinds of activities. They are, we've given them permission, actually, given the current nature of the weather out there, to open today at 11 o'clock. So they will be open a little bit earlier than they normally would for the nighttime to provide some services to those in need.
And this is a temporary arrangement?
It's a temporary arrangement. It goes until Friday. It goes through Thursday.
And then we expect that the warming shelter services will return to their former location?
That's the hope, yes.
Expectation.
The expectation.
Sounds like we're going to have possible weather through this weekend, yeah, too. So maybe.
And that's, we'll be in contact with the folks that are doing this to see what's going on. Yeah. We always, we have some conflicts with other uses of the fairgrounds on the weekend. So.
And I don't want my comments to be interpreted as not supporting use of the fairgrounds for the warming shelter, but more to provide information to the fact that while we're in the fairgrounds now, in the future, it's the expectation that return to the former location.
That's correct.
Just for information.
Okay, constituent input. Do we have any? Seeing none, we don't have any executive sessions, so I'll adjourn the meeting, and we will be back here Wednesday, January 11th, 9:30 in the Board of Commissioners room here in the courthouse. Meeting adjourned.